I can't believe it's like in dreams, and I'm always frightened to wake up because I love this dream. I need to stay in this dream for all my life.
Hani Arnaout tells his story of how after years of suffering under the Assad regime in Syria, he and his family found safety in Devon. Hani's account includes descriptions of deaths and torture, which may be distressing for some listeners. This is Writer's Mosaic, What We Leave We Carry, the series that tells the true life stories of migration to the UK.
I'm Hani Arnaout. I'm born in Syria in Douma al-Ghouta. It's very near Damascus. I always have nice school and nice friends. You know, when I'm growing up, my dad, he's a chef and he has a big restaurant for everybody to come. Everybody know my dad and everybody know my family. I always have a nice life until I go to army in 2003. And I left the army in 2005 because, you know, everyone in Syria should go to army. In 2010-2011, they started talking about Assad. He done lots of not nice things to people. It was starting the war together between people, normal people, and Assad. I was being in prison Assad first time. It's Farah, called Farah al-Khatib, for like 15 days. And I paid a lot of money to left this prison. Because I know somebody when I'm in army. I remember his phone number and I call him when I'm in this prison. And I'm lucky he's answer me and he still have this phone number. But he said, you know, I should pay a lot of money to leave, but he gonna protect me only for 10 days. So after 10 days, if they are catch me another time, he not gonna protect me again, you see. But when he's before he's come to take me out from prison, I call him third days when I'm in this prison. But I was having lots of not nice stories in this 13 days. It's so painful and very nightmares in this 13 days, like lots of electric and hitting and talking. It's big word, is not nice word to me about my sister and my mom, and they hitting, you know, hitting lots of people, and lots, even women, even children. I'm lucky this man, he's came after 15 days. Otherwise the prison people, they said if he don't come in, you're gonna be gone to Sydney prison. You can heard about it. I think now no picture they have, I have inside, and nothing is, you know, people, I feel like they don't believe us, you see. But when I go out from the prison, I need to go to my mom to tell her I'm out now. I pay like lot of money. It's 200,000 lira for this time. It's that's making big money, like for now around 50k, if you do it in English this time, around 50k. So everything I have except in my house, you see. But my house gotten bombed when I leave in the prison back to Syria, back to my family. So he bombed everything. I have my daughter, she was 6 months. And people, they said in Douma, be careful, don't stay in your house this time. I have no way to go. I'm only have this house. Everybody bombed. But this time I live downstairs, very, very down. This time he bombed our house and bomb come in. But I can't hear it or listening for like half an hour. And I think I'm dead. but I'm not, but I can't hear. I have some blood in my face from glass, cause glass is everywhere, and I just straight away go to touching my daughter and she's breathing, and this time she's late to breathe, and it make me very worried. I thought she's dead. She's called Noor. Probably she's breathing, but I don't understand she's breathing or not, because you know, big things is happening. It's very big bombs coming. No glass in our house. Even the TV explode, everything. This time it's my daughter, she's alive. And I tell Amne, we are very lucky. In the next room, four kids. This kids, we help him because his family dead. We put him in our house until somebody come and take him to some way safe. When you think you nearly to lose your daughter and to lose your family, you lose a new house, all my body is white. I'm shouting and crying. I said it's not nice word for people has a gun in the road, and not nice word for Assad as well. And they listening what I said. I live in next door for like 2 days. The third days, it's a free army come and get me. Because I said this not nice word to him. And I say, sorry, I'm with you. I don't want to Assad, but I don't want a gun. I don't want a bomb. I don't want to, you know, we don't like everything. We need just peace, you know. We're looking for peace. And they says, no, if you're not from Assad, you're not gonna say that. And they took me again for like 1 month and 5 days. And they beat me, and you know, I have very bad torture in this prison. And still my body until now, I have lots of operation in my right hand, because they hung me in trees 2 hours every 2 days. I can't touch the floor, and they left me when my hand is very, very black. Even now, I done 2 operation in my right hand, and still my shoulder problem, because his nerves a problem I have. One day my neighbors is bombed, and I go straight away to help him, and it was little girl, she love me lots. She says, hey, Uncle Hani, come in. I was making lots of joke, and she's, I look after her, bring sweet for her. Her house is coming down, and Assad, he bombed this house, and he wait in 10 minutes to bomb same house again, because he know people coming to see what happening, and then he bomb again. So what I done, first bomb, I have only 10 minutes, I go, if somebody still alive, I take him straight from car and run, and then I can hear another bomb coming to bomb behind me, and I can hear her when she says, oh, my uncle honey, like this, and I'm crying. I took her sister and her mom, put it in a car. I heard another bomb coming, it's and I know this girl is gone. And she's still until now underneath the big house. I don't know where I'm go. Maybe Turkish, maybe Jordan. So this time I saw Jordan is more near to us to go. So I have no money, no shoes, even shoes I have no shoes. I left Syria with my daughter and my wife, and she was pregnant 6 months. With my son, she has my son in her stomach. So, but she's blessed, she's bleeding lots because it's bombed coming when she's pregnant. And I'm go walking, still bleeding. I don't know she's bleeding, she don't tell me to not make me worried. She need to protect me, and she don't want to leave me. This is what she said. And I go to Free Army in Dara. And there are Free Army that are helping us to go to Jordan border. Just need to walk like 12 hours, but it's very cold this time. We left Syria to Jordan end of 2011. In this time, big snow coming to Jordan. It's called Huda. It's Huda snow. And this time, snow coming with my wife bleeding, and we walking all this way, and she's sad and I'm sad, and he's, you know, my daughter, she asked him for milk and I have no water to give her milk. Someone give us a tent, but when you feel you, when you look behind you, I left my house and I left my country and I left every way. I getting hit and killed from this country, my country, to have now, it's a tent, piece of sheet tent, and now I have no ID. I am a new person, very sad person, like if I'm die better. But if I'm die this time, I am better, but not good. Because if I'm die, I'm only thinking for myself. I have my daughter, my wife, they think about me, and I should thinking about him. Al-Zaatari refugee camp, it's between Syria to Jordan. In Jordan, I have my dad and my sister, she's lived there. My sister's husband and my dad, they help us to leave Al-Zaatari. They can't, because government not let him. Because I have no ID, I'm not from Jordan. They left me 1 month, very big cold I have there. I can't have any car to take me to tent and back to doctor. I should take my wife to doctor and back to tent. It was like 1.5 kilometer walking. Every time she's pain, and I tell her, please, my wife, she's nearly have a baby. But she's 7 months now. Baby not gonna come in very well because he's not completely a person. And I go to hospital helping my wife to have a baby. She has a baby, and they told me in a reception they need 540 something, it's dinar, that's making around £600, and I have nothing. And they said, sorry, I can't give you son, I can't give you wife. And I say, oh, I tell my wife to go snake away, because my son not very well. And he's sitting in a glass incubator. After this, I took my wife in the car and bring her back to my dad's house. I stay in my dad's house for like 3 days. And then third days, the hospital called me. They said, come in, Hani Arnaud, come in to, it's UN gonna pay for you. You UNICEF, they gonna pay for me. When I go to hospital, I find man, he's a very nice man. He's from UNICEF. He making all paper for me. I am UN, I am Hani Arnaud. I feel this is my new ID, you see. Because I have big paper, all pictures, my family in one paper, and my name and my family's name. I say thank you so much, but they said this boy should stay in an incubator for like more than 1 week. And I said, yes, please, thank you. Thank you for help. I appreciate it. And I go back to my dad's house. On Friday, I have phone call. This is now 14 days. He's left 14 days, Muhammad, my son. He said, I'm so sorry, Hani. Your son, he's passed away. I was go to hospital to take him my son's body. They give me books. They give me, they say, oh, this is your son. I open it and I see my son inside the box. And I hit my head, like, I say, oh no, where are we now? Where are we? Where's my country? Where's my people? Where's my helper? Where are we? Who's me? I'm nearly crazy. When I've been 4 years with a not nice life in Jordan, they put my paper to America for America to take me there. And I said, yes, please. And I make all interview, like all meeting with him to go to America. But last things, just go to airplane and go to America. It's a Trump was the, they taken America, his boss. And when his boss, my airplane next 10 days. In 10 days, I need just flying to America. The UN say, sorry, honey, Trump, he's passed. And first things he said, the rules not need any more Syrian people. He don't want any refugees coming to America anymore. After that, I'm coming very down. And I have like nightmares. After 6 months, I have a phone call from UNICEF. They said, this is Mr. Hani. When they say Mr. and I'm, you know, my thinking, oh yes, something nice coming. Okay, ready, open my heart. I open my heart, open my head, open my eyes, open everything. Just, you know, need to heard what they need to say. And they says, Hani, your paper, it's cross, red cross to go to America. But because your story is like more hard in Syria. The UN put my paper to England. I said, anyway, please. I need just to leave Jordan. And then they asked me to come into interview again, to talk about everything. And I talk separate and my wife talks separate than me. For 6 months, just go back, talking. And then last chance, they said, okay, honey, you are playing in 17th of September on 2019. And I said, really? They said, yes. And we have like a little school before we came here to talking about culture. What we're going to see in England here. And I say, I'm not need that, but I will go. Because I know everything about British people, you know. I'm always watching movies and I saw, you know, English people all the same. It's a little bit confusing, like a little bit frightening when I'm come here. But I understand it's much, much better from any Arabic countries. I do go to airplane. I say goodbye to everyone in Jordan I know. And then I left Jordan flying to Germany first, to Frankfurt. And then from Frankfurt, they took me another airplane to Bristol. When I'm in airplane over the cloud, I can see everything white underneath me. I can't see British. And I tell Amne, when they talking in airplane, I tell Amne, be ready. I think we're going to go down now. When the airplane coming to down from cloud, it's everything white. And then down, everything green. I can see everything green now, I tell her. Look, Amne, because she's dizzy, she can't look in. First time for her to for airplane and first time for me. First time for my kids to go to airplane as well. But I can see everything green. So this country here, everything green. And I thought I should be gardener. Because every time the grass growing, I cut the grass, I eat. And because everything is green here, I should work in every day. When is my airplane coming down? I live in the airport to see very, 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 very nice people. They waiting for us. They put my name in Arabic and they said, Hani Arnaut's family in Arabic. Welcome for Hani's family to UK, Autry St. Mary, Devon. And I read in, oh, these people coming to get me? I tell Amni, come on, these people, they took in my name. And I go there, I hug everybody, and I'm crying. I don't know why. And when I'm go out from airport, it like something hold my heart. And I'm just crying inside. I don't want to show my family I'm crying. Because that's make my family weak. We should be stronger. should give stronger to my wife, because she's left all her family as well for me and for her family, and I left my family, my house, everything for me and for my family to have a life. Just need a life, not need anything. And I'm right to England by a special scheme. It's called community sponsorship, and it's called this group called Abide. And I saw Abide people, they waiting for me, and they said, my name is Anna, and introducing himself to me. And one man, it was with him, he's speaking Arabic, he's called Matt. And he's came with somebody from the church, and he said, we came from Otter St. Mary's Church to help you family to come in here. When I came here, I thought this is hotel. I'm coming to sit in this hotel for tomorrow to go somewhere. So I'm coming to this house, and I saw people from Abide as well cooking for us, and is cooking Arabic food. Is this nice? And I thought this woman cooking there, it's her house. We coming to visit her and go again some way, because it's nice house. Look at this house, two stays and big garage and big garden, and they show me everything, and I say, oh nice, nice, this is nice. Anna Rodrigue, bless her, we love this woman, as you know, she's like my sister. She says, this is a kitchen, and this is a living room, this is a TV, and this is sofa, and this is upstairs, one room for you, one room for you daughter, one room for you son, and two bathroom upstairs, one bathroom downstairs, and the garage, garden, big garden. And I tell Anna, yes, it's good, but is this for me to work here? I should look after garden or look after house cleaning. But what you want me to do? Thank you for bringing me here, but tell me what I need to work. She said, this is your house, honey. And I say, no, probably for someone, because it's too big. Then she says, honey, this is your house, your bathroom. And I'm nearly exploded from happiness. I don't know English people, but when I came here, they are friend more than Arabic people. You know, Arabic people is very good, very nice people. I'm not not good people. Everybody is nice, everybody is good. But the English people, I told him when I came to England first time, my God, English people, they do exactly what God says. But in Arabic people, always fighting together. Shia, Sunnah. After 15 days, I start feeling for myself. I am back to life. But now I'm 40 years. It's life is gone for not nice things. But in British, in England, this Abide group, they come in every day to my house. And every day when they see me, they welcome to me. And they send two people, two teachers, one called Hada and one called Pauline, to teach us English in my house and to help me by theory test, to do driving test. And they help us lots and lots, bless him. And they help me how to buy tools. And they give me car from somebody not need car. They give me car to use for my family. I can't believe, it's like in dreams. And I'm always frightened to wake up, because I love this dream. I need to stay in this dream for all my life. People in Otter St. Mary, always when I'm talking to him like comfortable, everything about me, about my family, like open everything. And my house open all the time for people to come in and talk, have chat with me, have talking to me. So when I'm talking to him, my feeling, I'm talking with my family. Even I don't know him, but because he's English or he's from Otter St. Mary especially, we talk to him like a family. My wife, she faces racism because she has al-hijab. I'm waiting for her in a car in Exeter, and she's coming shaking and crying. I tell her, oh, no, what happened? Are you all right? She says, yes, I'm fine. I say, no, I know you. You're not okay. She says, I have just little chat with this girl. And she's told my wife, she's told her, go away and remember, you black women, one day you're going to back to your country. I will remind you. But when I go to see, are you all right? We are a good person. I'm not like what you think. But she says, this is my country. You don't have to say anything about me or my country. You just go away. And first time, even in my country, woman, she's talked to me like that. And it make me very, very sad and very down. And I say, okay, let's go. So, and I find another thing. I don't know, probably for everyone, probably only for me, because I'm not from here. They not help me in hospital. And even now, I'm working, but I can't work in. So I'm working over pain. They find in for me, I have two discs in my back. And I have a very big pain in my neck and my right hand. I do two operations. I should work in because now I have four kids. It's a lot of money to pay. And because I'm self-employed, I should make a good income. So two way I should go in England. One way, I'm disability, I can't work, but I'm not completely disability. And I don't want to be disability because I need to build myself, my mental health again. And another way, I'm working. I need to work 40 hours a week. I can't do this and I can't do this. Like somebody tell you, paradise or fire? Nothing in the middle. You see? My children, they don't know about Syria anything. Just they know how to talk in Arabic. Because in my house, we used to talk Arabic only. And they are very good in school. They always have stars and gold paper from school, gold certificate. And they are very, very happy to stay here. I think they're going to have a very, very good future. The important thing to hear for in Britain for us is safety for my kids. The work is it's not easy to find it, but because we have lots of friends here, so friend asking friend and friend asking friend, and I'm making a lot of friends here. I am painting decorator and gardener, so I've been only painting decorator in Syria, but I have a friend here from Abaid. He's called Lee Solman, so he's teach me how to be gardener. It is a struggle to make money because I can't do work by myself in the moment for me because I am now go and back to hospital for my back pain and for my hand is pain after operation. Is I think it's not done the operation properly. In Syria, I don't have anyone now. Only I have my mom by herself. So, but if I back to Syria, I don't think it's safe because it's still the gun everywhere. And when Assad is gone, and I'm watching the TV and watching everyone it's in prison before, I saw where are we in prison, and I saw lots of pictures. I know it's in a prison. And I heard lots of stories. It's like my story, so it's really back everything to my head. Yeah. And I don't think I need to back in the moment. My mom, she said, honey, don't back, because my mom, she's no, it's the both, not just Assad. Both army, they took me before. And she said, it's safe, honey, for you to stay there. If I back, I have no house there to live, and I'm not good for kids, because kids, they don't know how to write in Arabic, or 50% of what they know only. I think all my kids, they feel 80% English. Just my oldest daughter, she's feel like 60% English. But my Mary, she's feel, I think, 100% English. Yeah, she loves Iran. She don't know anything about Syria. We don't talk in front of him everything about what happened to us. She's called Mary because so I love Autry St. Mary has as a new house, new life, everything new. So to make this in my house, like to make myself, it's I am Mary's son, and I love Autry St. Mary, and I love people in Autry St. Mary. They have a strong and big hand to help me to stand up, you see, with my family, and it changing all my life. This why Amrin and I, we said we should call this girl coming, it's Mary. I can't sleep easily. Sometimes I'm going to sleep, I'm not sleep until 3 o'clock in the morning, or sometimes 1, sometimes 12. Sometimes I'm awake until morning. Sometimes there's a crying coming to me, and I remember my mom, she's by herself there. And sometimes I'm asleep. You know, I live near the airport, etc. An airplane coming near my window, and I heard same sound of airplane coming to bombing us in Syria. So I wake up straight away, and I go to my kids to check for him. It's like something make me forget where are we. I'm in Autry and England for like half minute, 1 minute. I like people in British because they are very friendly, and you can talk to anyone, you can joke in with anyone, you can laugh in with anyone. So yeah, they are always is really, really nice, you see. I did go to the pub 2 times, but I stopped it because, you know, it's my wife, she said no. She said no, don't go anywhere like that, yeah. I think she's, you know, she's loved me a lot. I have my mom, she was Christian. She's still doing Christmas in Syria for us. Still doing Christmas, and we have Christmas tree. We go to people in Christmas sometimes, and people come to us in Christmas, say Merry Christmas for us, and I say Merry Christmas to him. So yes, it's way from religion, you see. It's everybody, I think, it's brother and sister. So if something make you happy, make me happy as well. And if something make me happy, make you happy as well. This what is, you know, in my head. The nearest mosque in Exeter, sometimes I'm going with my friends to mosque. When is Imam talking, he's not talking clearly Arabic, and he talking English, and I'm struggling with the language. This why I'm not going a lot. But soon they said it's Syrian guy, he's gonna be Imam there. Yeah, I think we're gonna go to see him, and he's gonna talk, and we're gonna listen. food is important for us because we love to make, and our food is not like normal food, especially chicken and meat. We need a halal meat, but we can't find it here. I need to drive to Exeter, around 40 minutes, half an hour to bring my food. Before I came here, I don't know what's called, it's jacky potatoes. I don't know that, but I love it. I'm always make it here. Yeah, it's lovely. And fish and chips. If in Syria, if I need to go to see the beach, we should drive in around 13 hours, 14 hours. But here, after I live here for like 4 days in this house, some people come in to take me to see the beach, and he invite me to give me like fish and chips in a shop in Sidmouth. I love it. I love these two food. I'm very, very happy to live here. Yeah, some bad days come into me and some good days, but I'm safe here, and I love British, and I like to see my kids when they are bigger, they do something. I need to do something for England, for British, to say thank you, to save me and my kids.
Hani Arnaout was talking to Tim Finch.